In New York, the different regions of the state compete against each other to receive economic development money, and it's a lot of money. Last year alone, the North Country's Regional Economic Development Council, or REDC, got $65 million. So this year, the North Country REDC has been weighing projects it thinks could have a big impact, like business incubators or another children's museum. As Monica Sandreski reports, the North Country has narrowed in on its so-called priority projects.
A big priority project for the North Country is at the strip mall in Canton where the Jubilee Foods used to be. Carol Pinchon is a village trustee. She says the crumbling plaza has been a thorn in her side for years.
There was a sporting goods store, and there was a bread store, and there was a, obviously Rite Aid was there. But little by little, it's just sucked the life out of everything, and now there's really nothing left, and it's getting more and more derelict.
So Pinchon is way excited that SUNY Canton wants to demolish the strip mall but construct a new building to attract business. It'll have apartments upstairs and downstairs, room for shops, and an entrepreneurship center.
It's going to have a makerspace in it. It's going to have co-working spaces. It's going to house our small business development center.
That's Zvi Safran. He's the president of SUNY Canton and is on the North Country's Regional Economic Development Council, or REDC.
And it's going to have some classroom space in it and some meeting space, all of which are together meant to help build a little ecosystem.
SUNY Canton has the right to buy the strip mall, but this state economic development money needs to come through for that to happen. If they can't get the funding, it'll delay the university's plan to build. They do have a few other irons in the fire for potential grants. There are 10 other projects in the North Country's REDC proposal. That includes a small business incubator and co-working space in Lowville at the old Climax manufacturing facility, a plan in Clinton County to build out infrastructure for a potential industrial park, and a few cabins for Nordic skiers in Lewis County. Governor Cuomo is expected to announce the winners at a big ceremony in Albany at the end of the year. Monica Sandreski, North Country Public Radio.